Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Sorry, ma'am. I'm not cool.
Give
me the teléfono, ma'am.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, thanks, yeah, hello. Thanks for being connected with eBay. This is Peter Wilson. So how are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thanks. I just got some SMS saying I'm being charged something, but I don't know what it is.
Let me explain it to you, sir. The thing is that yesterday night at 10 o'clock, there is a suspicious order made for the online gift card, okay? But the billing address was changed again and again, so we have put a hold on that, and I believe you are not aware of that order, like you haven't made that order, am I correct?
But what is it? Because I've got to check with my wife, because she might have...
It is for the online gift card, sir, and the billing address was on the overseas, on the California. So that's the reason we have put a hold on.
That looks like a fraud. We don't have nothing in California.
Oh, my goodness. This means, sir, it's a case of online fraud, okay? Anyhow, some online fraudsters have got the access onto your identity and they are doing this kind of illegal activities. So we have to block them right now. So we just need your cooperation for that. But first of all, try to remember, like recently have you shared any kind of personal details to anyone?
No, I haven't, but I should go change. Do they have my credit card detail or my eBay detail? Do they?
Yeah, so they are using that details which is registered under the eBay. All right.
I'm going to change my password.
No need to be worried, sir, okay? We are going to help you out. First of all, we have to generate a cancellation code for you that is going to help you to cancel the order right now. So you just put the call on speaker. Let me generate the code for you. Put the call on speaker.
Okay.
And the phone which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
I'm on an iPhone.
All right. So you just simply open up your App Store on the iPhone. Open up the App Store.
The App Store? Okay.
And now you are onto the App Store?
I'm in the App Store, yeah.
Yeah, and now in the right-hand side down bottom, do you see something like search?
Yeah, I've got the search.
Just give a click on the search and type on the search panel letter A. A as in Australia, letter A.
Yeah.
Then N as in Nancy, letter N.
Yeah.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y. Then D as in Delta, letter D.
Yeah.
Then E as in English, letter E. Have you written E?
Sorry, A.
What have you written over there? Just read it back to me.
What? A-N-Y-B-E.
Then S as in sugar, letter S.
What's that? S?
Yes, S for sugar.
Yeah.
Then K as in kilo, letter K.
Yeah.
And now just give a click on search. And now what results come up, sir?
Is it the second one you want here, any desk remote, or the first one, ratify?
Yeah. No, just give a click on that, any desk remote. Just give a click on that, and give a click on get. This is our server application, which is going to help you to block those hackers. Just give a click on get.
Okay.
And now
all
it's
right.
Asking for your Apple ID password, or it's downloading?
Fuck, I don't even know what my I don't even know what my bloody Apple... I've got to look it up. I don't know.
Yeah, just take your time and do it. Take your time and do it.
Oh, what a headache. Wait a minute. Fucking oath. This is too hard for me. Fucking oath.
Well, take your time. Just put your password, then it will.
I don't even know what my password is. I'm not at home. That's the problem. I can't, you know, I'm not doing this from home.
All right, you just do one thing. Do you see over there any option like forgot password?
Sorry, what?
Once you give a click on get, it is asking for the Apple ID password. Am I correct?
Yeah, but let me do it again, because of what it should do with the bloody,
Yeah, do it again, do it again.
Okay, now I've done it before with Face ID. It didn't work last time.
Take it down.
Powerful remote assistant software, whether you're in it or... It's loading.
Yeah, take your time. And apart from you, anybody use this mobile phone?
Sorry, do I what?
Like, apart from you, anybody at your home use this mobile phone, this Apple phone?
No, just me. All right.
So now what can you see on the mobile screen? Have you got the reset?
Well, I've gone into it, any desk.
Yes, and how do you see
it? It's giving me some number or something.
Yes. This is your cancellation ID. But we have to activate it right now, so just tell me the number.
It's better be legit, because I don't know, you know.
No need to be worried, sir. We are trying to help you here, okay? So just tell me that 9-digit number, which you can see. It is your cancellation ID, sir. You will have to see that.
Right.
You basically, yeah.
Right.
Tell me that.
Wait a minute. It's been rejected.
No, you just type that. Once you open up the any desk, do you see your address, your ID, anything like that? Your 9-digit number?
It's been rejected.
You don't have to put any number over there. You don't have to put
any number. Okay. So what do I do?
You just do one thing, you just minimize each and everything. Just close down each and everything and open up the AnyDesk app once again. Just check there will be an AnyDesk app on your home screen, a red color app. Just open it up.
Okay, wait a minute. Alright, wait a minute. Bloody ass. Sorry. Okay.
And now do you see the 9-digit number?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, just tell me that number. Just verify me that.
Yeah, I've got the number. I'm just trying to check, because I don't know if I trust who you are.
We are from the eBay, sir. We are trying to help you out, okay? We are going to block those hackers. But first of all, we have to activate this cancellation code, okay? So just verify me that. Just tell me that code. No need to get worried, sir. Just verify.
Listen, mate. This world is so fucking crazy, I don't trust anyone. And, I'm just trying to...
I can understand it, sir. Yeah, I can understand it, but don't...
You hold on a second.
All right.
Okay, because I don't fucking trust you. I don't fucking know who you are. You tell me you're from eBay, doesn't mean you're from fucking eBay. And so I need to understand... This is a remote access. So you're gonna get what? Control of my phone?
Let me tell you one thing. On the iPhone, nobody get access to anything. All right. Nobody in the world get the access onto the iPhone. All right. It's a very secure device, and you are not getting connected with me or not with anybody. You are getting connected with the eBay secure server. Okay. You are getting connected with the server of the eBay. All right. So that you can block those hackers and you can just. You can get your refund and you can cancel the order. That's it. So just tell me the number. So just we can provide it to the server so the server can like send your request. So the server can start the security. Just tell me that number, sir.
He's just so insistent, but I'm just trying to research this thing now. Why? What does it do? What does any desk do? I'm just trying to research this.
It is the server application. All right. Which is
What does it do? So, any is used legitimately by millions of IT professionals to remotely connect to their client's device to help with technical issues. However, scanners can go out and misuse any disk to connect to your computer and still the. I don't trust you yet. At this point, I'm going to ignore this.
Then $1,500 will be charged for the online gift card, sir. On that moment, we won't able to refund you back that amount. But at the moment, we are trying to refund you back $1,500. When we generate the code, then your $1,500 will be refunded you back. But if you want that amount, then that's your matter, sir. Any money will be deducted, then you won't able to blame the eBay department.
I'm gonna complain to my credit card straight away.